All right, Giants, Dodgers, Will Clark. Well, I just have to say Giants, Dodgers. I actually think of you sometimes with that.
You know what? It's fun. You know, if you had know anything about baseball, you know about this rivalry and how intense it gets, you know, not only out on the field but also in the stands.
How did you learn about it the first time? Did you know about it in Louisiana at all?
You know what? We did know about it. We were sort of brought up in the minor leagues with it. Hey, look, these are the Dodgers. These are the guys you're going to be playing later on down the road. Might as well start the mindset of kicking their butt right now and carry it over in the big leagues.
How about Starkville, Mississippi? Did they know about it there?
No, they didn't know anything about it there. Hey, Giant and Dodger was far from it. It was Mississippi State and Ole Miss back there.
All right, so Giants, Dodgers for you. Any particular moments come to mind? Dodger Stadium, Candlestick?
You know, Candlestick could always get a little rowdy. And I definitely remember Kirk Gibson being out in left field, getting pelted one night. And we came out for batting practice the next day. And there were oranges, bottles, quarters, batteries, you name it, it was in the outfield. So I know Kurt had to have a flak jacket on being out there in left field.
Tommy Lasorda, Roger Craig, that must have been pretty good.
It was pretty good. You know, two of the old schoolers, and, you know, Roger would just sort of fly by the seat of the pants, you know, whatever hit him at the time, you know, hit and run, squeeze, anything like that. Tommy was a little bit more traditionalist, but... you know, both organizations really wanted to win. And, you know, especially Roger. Roger was an old Dodger, so he definitely wanted to beat him.
Well, I was just going to say, Tommy Lasorda, Brooklyn Dodger, he was taken off the roster for number 32, Sandy Koufax.
Yep, amazing. amazing how this game sort of comes around and goes around. But, you know, Tommy guided the helm over there for years and years and years. And, you know, Roger brought this organization back to prominence.
Yes, he did. Well, Bunting, you know, I just want to ask you this. You talk about being ready to play playoff baseball in September. Did they ever ask you to bunt?
Yeah, quite a bit. Before the 87 season started, matter of fact, a day or two before it started, Dan Gladden broke a finger. And so Roger came up to me and said, "You're going to be the leadoff hitter." He said, "Have you ever bunted?" And I was like, "Well, I bunted a little bit, but not a whole hell of a lot." He said, "Well, you better learn." And so the next day we were out on the field early, took about, 45 minutes, an hour worth of bunting practice. And then I stayed in the leadoff spot for a month and a half. And over the course of that month and a half, I had 5 suicide squeezes, numerous bunts to get them over with. So, yeah, you had to learn how to do it all.
All right, so you still feel it, Giants, Dodgers?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And then, you know, when this place gets packed, you know, and then, you know, Dodgers take the field, believe me, the fans will let them know, and so it comes right back to you.
I'm glad to see you here this weekend. I think we needed you.
Well, I definitely can instill a little energy first off, and then second off, a little knowledge about this rivalry. So it's fun.
All right, appreciate it.
Same here, Marty.